Got a headache? Maybe a spasm in your back? Well, it probably means you won't go to work, or if you do, you won't be at 100%. And a new study shows that's costing your boss a lot of money. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Hello, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, all these aches and pains, they're really putting a dent in the bottom line?
Yeah, Madeline, you know, take two aspirin and make sure you're doing your job as well as you do any other day, even if it means you're hobbling around the office. This is a study in today's Journal of the American Medical Association. They did a random sampling of about 29,000 workers across the country and found that our headaches, backaches, arthritis, and other maladies cost employers more than $60 billion a year. And that's a combination of either being absent from work or not performing to our full potential because we're in so much pain.
Ouch. So what's the most common ailment?
Well, you can probably guess. I imagine you've had a headache or two on the job, even though it's a great job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the most common pain condition, and it costs 3.5 hours of productive time a week. Back pain was the next most common problem. It costs more than 5 hours of productive time a week, followed by arthritis and what the docs call other musculoskeletal pain. Interestingly, more than 3/4 of the loss of productivity was because people came to work but weren't performing up to their usual standards, not because they took a sick day. And the numbers also didn't vary much by age or occupation.
So what's the message here? We should just go in and be sick because it's costing your employer so much money?
Yeah, suck it up. No, not really, of course. One thing that you can take away from the study is that you're not doing your boss much of a favor by going into the office when you're in enough pain that it's going to affect your efficiency and the quality of your work. You might as well stay home. But there is a message in here also for employers. Keith Green is with the Society for Human Resource Management, and he says it just makes good business sense to make sure you're doing everything you can for your employees' comfort in their workspace. And we're not talking couches and recliners in the office, but simple steps like wellness programs to keep pain at bay.
These things are not that expensive. Lighting is a major cause of headaches and migraines. One of the most dramatic reasons for lost time is or lost productivity is headaches and back pain, which when organizations have ergonomic programs in place, those kind of things can be mitigated.
As they say, Madeline, an ounce of prevention.
Mm-hmm. And Tess, what else are you working on in the Marketplace newsroom today?
Well, there's word this morning that investors have yanked some $14 billion out of their funds at Putnam Investments because of that mutual fund scandal. We're looking at where all that money is going.
Okay, well, Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks so much, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.